Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Mm-hmm. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We got fun stuff coming up, but then a right story a little bit later. Good stories of the day as well. And I want to pick Melissa's brain a little bit about the show she's got coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Melissa. It's tomorrow, Melissa. I don't know if you know.
Seth, knew that. You're mean. Seth, what do you got against me?
Nothing.
I don't know why you have this vendetta, but you just need to make me.
Such an older brother mentality.
And I'm not even there to smack him.
Nope.
Why do you think
I
do it?
I would.
Yeah, because I'm safe.
James,
could
you please be the big brother for me and smack him? Thank you.
Yep.
Ow! A very delayed ow there. Yeah. This show is
just
badly
dubbed.
Just so the
dubbed. Audience knows that we don't actually hit each other.
No, we don't.
We do have some entertainment news to dive into, though. So, surprisingly to many fans of the band, including myself, INXS are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Some fans are trying to change that with a petition at change.org. It's called Induct INXS into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get 15,000 signatures, and as of last night, it was at 11,347.
Okay.
There's also an Induct INXS website. The creators said that they made it so fans know they're taking the campaign seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think this is one of those bands, though, that you probably say eventually they'll get in, I would think.
I would think they would. They had their body of work was big enough. They had enough, you know, they were very popular for a long period of time. I don't know. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me either. And this is, I don't want this to sound morbid, but this does tend to happen because your lead singer, you know, died.
Yep.
That tends to move that stuff a little quicker, you know. They tend to say, oh, we're going to move them in there because now, you know, to honor them or whatever. But which is kind of surprising that they haven't done it for that reason
right.
as well.
Yeah, with Michael Hutchinson passing away and stuff. That yeah. And, I mean, we know their band's lead singer's name. Like, I feel like that alone kind of, I don't say that that gets you in, but
no.
I think that there's certain things where it's just kind of like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
First off, we got to stop taking these Hall of Fame so seriously.
Yeah, I agree.
We really, really do.
I do, yeah.
I think it means something to be in the Hall of Fame. It does. But like with the most recent class of the NFL, and you had people like Deion Sanders and some people saying, well, they shouldn't be in the same hall I'm in. Like things like that and stuff.
Seriously.
Like get over yourself,
yeah.
man. Like, you realize this is just a silly little thing we created, right?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't really mean that much. Not taking anything away from the athletes that it does mean something. I just mean this as a nation.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we put, well, you made it into the Hall of Fame, so you should run for office or you should do this or something like that. Like it's
a pension for life. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
I think we take them way too seriously. And that's coming from me.
I agree completely. Yes.
INXS definitely belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And it's the reason you do Hall of Fames, in my opinion, is to, you know, get people talking about whatever it is you're doing, rock and roll, sport, whatever sport it is.
Yeah.
I think the bigger the umbrella, the better. You get more people involved.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
This next subject, I want to be honest about. I come into this with some bias. I am not only somebody who was abused at a young age, but I'm also a huge Brendan Fraser fan, and was one of the people long before social media or anything like that, running around trying to tell anybody that would listen, "Hey, this guy's getting blackballed. We shouldn't let this happen." I obviously have no voice in my industry, but I tried, I'm very, very happy, very thankful to not only see Brendan Fraser back in the spotlight, getting Oscar, it's rumored and more than likely he will get some nods during award season and everything for the movie The Whale. Brendan Fraser is probably going to get a lot of attention this award season thanks to his performance in the movie The Whale, but don't expect to see him at the Golden Globes. In 2018, Brendan revealed that he was assaulted back in 2003 by Philip Burke. He was the head of the Globes governing body and the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Foundation.
Yikes.
You ever want to look into one of the dirtiest, nastiest organizations there is? The Hollywood Foreign Press. Ugh. And yeah, I'm shooting myself in the foot by saying it. I don't care.
It's the truth.
It is. Frazier said it led to him being blackballed from the film industry and also caused him years of shame and depression. We're actually very fortunate that we even have Brendan Frazier alive still. Mm-hmm. If you know, if you have read his interviews and seen a lot of what he's discussed with this subject. Mm-hmm. The HFPA expelled Burke last year for various reasons, but they said that while his touching of Frazier was inappropriate, they felt it was meant as a joke and not sexual assault.
Oh, come on.
Brendan's has no time for that.
No,
it that way.
Ridiculous.
And there's a huge difference. Like, you can tell the difference, man, woman, alien, I don't care who you are, of a joke and an actual grope. There's physical, like, strength put behind certain things and nothing put behind another thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and Brendan has not taken this sinning down. He told GQ magazine, quote, "My mother didn't raise a hypocrite. You can call me a lot of things, but not that." So Brendan will not be at the Golden Globes. I would never attend the Golden. Not that they're ever going to probably ask me. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
But if they were to, I could not have of all the awards. I'll go to the Nickelodeon Kids Award show. I'd run to that.
Yeah.
I got no interest in the Golden Globes. I've never looked at the Golden Globes. I've never watched the Golden Globes. I give a dang less about the Golden Globes, in part because of this.
Any of the other awards are actually legitimate. This is just a ridiculous. I mean, if you look at the history of the Golden Globes, it was just a ridiculous PR stunt that has somehow gotten some legitimacy. I'm sorry. The guy did this back in, what, 2003?
Yeah.
And they just kicked him out?
About it, yeah.
I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. The Golden Globes are a joke anyway.
Brendan Fraser had his career held hostage because of this situation,
exactly.
Because he was brave enough to come out about it. Terry Crews recently, some years back during the Me Too movement, came out and talked about how he was sexually abused by a casting agent, I believe. It may have been a producer, but one or the other. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of these men, and I'm so thankful to these men for coming out and doing this. I don't ever want to get into the discussion of what it's harder for women or men to come forward or any of that.
No.
That's not where I want to go with this, because that just divides us.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say, though, speak to some, because I can speak to this. Mm-hmm. I know what it's like. I've spent my whole my life doing this, talking about this subject and trying to bring attention to it. The stats are there. Almost as many men are abused as women, but men never come forward because it's not manly.
And the machismo,
Well, and even as a young kid, I worried about that stuff. Oh, are people going to look at me differently? Mm-hmm. Are people going to skew the different, let alone somebody at that stature? Who it's so much about those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It speaks to good karma, and it speaks to his talent, let alone his soul, that he is still out there and still working and worked through this. Not to say that others don't deserve credit, too. I don't want to make it sound like that. I just really admire those that can do these things.
Yes.
Yes.
Kind of interesting one here, too. Steve Burns, maybe not a household name if you did not have kids in the 90s and aughts. Or I should say the aughts, really.
Yeah.
Blue's Clues. Steve Burns from Blue's Clues, the guy on Blue's Clues.
Yeah.
Steve did a great job on that show. And it's interesting. He's been coming out and talking about things in interviews recently. So nobody was looking out for Steve Burns during the run of that show, including Steve Burns. He says, quote, "I didn't know it yet, but I was the happiest depressed person in North America. I was struggling with severe clinical depression the whole time I was on the show.
Wow.
It was my job to be utterly and completely full of joy and wonder at all times, and that became impossible. After years and years of going to the well without replenishing it, there was a cost." Steve says it wasn't until his father passed away in 2015 I really started to take things seriously, and my life became so much more manageable. Nowadays, he visits college to talk to students about mental health. I thought that he was so good on that show, and I there was no other show other than maybe Sesame Street and the Muppets and all those shows that I felt comfortable letting my kids sit there and take in while I'm doing something else. I none of those shows that were, I'm not talking bad about any of those other shows. It just, that show I felt comfortable with it in part because of Steve, because of his performance, because he was so natural and so good at it, and he had such a good spirit about him. I've spent my whole life with depression. My mother, my mom's side of the family, dealing with manic depression, you know, other friends and stuff. And I've always known this subject, I feel like. I've always been able to read this subject, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I had not even a clue. No clue. No pun intended. I had no idea he was dealing with this. And not that you would. Not to say that you would. But it just is another example of how this can go on.
Yep.
You're some of the biggest smiles in the world are hiding some of the biggest yep. tears.
You know, it's easy, especially in our culture, especially with our irony-drenched culture that we live in now, mm-hmm. to, you know, be like, oh, look at him. You know, he's silly and stuff like that. Are you kidding me? These are the people that have to do that all the time. Those are the best actors in the world.
Yeah.
Because look at what he had to deal with. And yet, he was still able to do it for a very long time, which is, that's remarkable. It really is remarkable. Now, I'm sorry that, you know, because of I'm sad it ended that, you know, it was like that for him,
that he
had to, you know, deal with all this other stuff at the same time. And obviously it wasn't healthy for him. But at the same time, I do have to give him credit for his perseverance and that sort of thing. And I'm glad now he's finally, you know, understanding what he was going through and everything, getting what he wants and helping others to figure that out as well.
By him opening up and talking about it, mm-hmm. even though he put a happy face on it at the time, mm-hmm. now looking back with perspective, he's able to talk about it, which helps other people.
Mm-hmm.
He helped them then when he brought them joy in his role as Steve on Blue's Clues,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing it now again by opening up and talking about that. So kudos to him.
Yes.
Yeah, I've rambled about Rob Williams a billion times on the air. There's probably not a bigger Rob Williams fan in the universe than me. And I will say that you can make the argument that the greatest thing Robin left with us is not his movies or his stand-up specials or even the philanthropy work that he did a lot of. It's that final lesson he gave us of you just never know what is going through a person's heart and mind, mm-hmm. and how much they are struggling and how much they've struggled for decades with stuff. And you know, it's another example, and just another example of all of us need to, you know, look out for each other, look out for our own selves, mm-hmm. take a look at your mental health, and, you know, give yourself the time that you're due. Mm-hmm. You deserve that. Everybody deserves that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to talk to those that care about you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Like, one of the few impressions I could do is Blue. Blue's Clues. Man, that was a winner for my daughter. My youngest, she's upset. She's crying. Just every time, get her smiling.
Very good.
This is interesting. So QVC, the home shopping network,
mm-hmm.
been around
mm-hmm.
a long time, doing their thing. They've gotten into the very lucrative business of making cheesy, contrived holiday romantic comedies. You probably didn't know this. You probably didn't know. I didn't. But they have a free streaming service called QVC Plus.
Really?
I had no idea. I swear to God, I'm not trying to be mean or funny here. I actually genuinely didn't know.
Neither did I. Nope.
And their first Christmas movie, Holly and the Hot Chocolate, will premiere on Thanksgiving Day. And my God, does this look bad. I mean, there's bad, and then there is just really, really bad. It's about a food critic with car trouble and a cranky tow truck driver who, of course, find love in a town where a guy sells really good hot chocolate.
Wait, that's the premise?
Yeah.
That's all the... Oh, my gosh.
And this this is part of the reason why it's so bad. So, like, you know, like the Hallmark Channel and a lot of these places, they try to save money where they can. Hallmark Channel has gotten a thing where they kind of do something that production companies used to do. They'll hire somebody for some odd amount of movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing.
Save some money, yep.
It works out for the actor, works out for the company, you know, them. They've got them on schedule, all that. So, you know, I get that. Then there's this. QVC, you know, one of their claims is that you can save a lot of money buying their products and all this, even mm-hmm. though we know over the decades, they have taken advantage of a lot of our senior client people in that.
Yep.
Looking to save a couple bucks, David Venerable, host of QVC's In the Kitchen with David, will play the hot chocolate vendor. David has
already under contract.
David has no acting experience. And after the movie premieres, he'll be selling his special hot chocolate. Oh, what a coincidence.
Aww.
How nicely that worked out.
It's a commercial, in other words. It's an hour and a half commercial, basically. Yeah.
I don't recommend much in this world because I think that everything is a case-by-case basis. I recommend this song for the world. Only half of you are probably going to like it. That kind of thing. You know, I like people that... And it skews people's visions of things sometimes, too.
Right.
I cannot strongly enough recommend watching the trailer for this. Don't watch the movie, but watch the trailer because it's hilarious. It's so dang funny, you guys. Like, if anybody that loves cheesy, campy movies, or if you're a big Mystery Science Theater fan, watch it and get ready to play Crow or
Tom, right?
Yeah, any of the characters.
Yeah.
Man, you're going to have fun laughing at this one.
I was going to say, you know, it's funny, James, the way our minds work. I thought this would, you know, if we were going to do one locally, that would be the perfect first episode for us.
Wouldn't it?
Movie. Yes. We do it ourselves, yes.
This is something that Seth and I have both been thinking about without talking about.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, I really do want to do like a Wisconsin version of MST3K.
Oh,
really
that would be great.
I really
do. So much
Sounds
fun.
Like a good director's cut episode.
Yes.
It might be. Oh, now I'm thinking. So thanks, Melissa. That's a good idea.
Welcome. Yeah, very well done, Mel. Yeah. And I do appreciate you mentioning that, because we do want to mention that Director's Cut, we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow in this block, in our entertainment block. Seth and I will touch on it a little more. But do remind you to check out our weekend entertainment. You know, the Sunshine Polka Show, of course, Over the Back Fence, and the Seth Faces of Music and Director's Cut, all weekend shows of ours, along with some other great stuff.
Right.
Speaking of shows, really big show, Melissa's got a great show coming up. It is premiering tomorrow, All the Ways to Say I Love You, this one-woman show, hitting the WRCT Studio Theater stage tomorrow at 7. Mel, how you feeling?
You know, I only got 3 more pages of dialogue to learn. just 3 more pages.
That's
I think I got this.
Yeah, I'd feel good about it.
No, I'm feeling fairly confident. I have to give a huge shout out to Tim Youngs, because he stuck around with me for an hour the other day and let me run through it on the stage.
That's
and
cool.
Yeah, nice. No, it helped again to be able to do it there, because I all my rehearsals, basically, besides that one and one other one, have been here in my living room. So to be able to practice on the stage, and he, you know, ran lights and sound and stuff for me too. So, because he is tech for this show.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, he's excited to be tech for that show too.
Yeah.
You can see it in his eyes when he talks about it and stuff. He's really excited about it.
He is, but that does mean that the box office will close promptly at 7 because he'll be scooting in to
then
start, to start running the show. But they did come out with an article in the newspaper about it, and thank you to them for putting it out. But they did get the days of the week wrong.
Oh, no.
They had in there Thursday and Friday. They had the right dates, as in the 18th and 19th, but it is Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
To clarify.
And we recommend to people, because it's a limited seating, and there's about 40 seats, I believe, Melissa, or 30?
I think that's about right.
Well, 45, okay. I think, yeah.
So I would recommend the show, you know, hits the opening curtain will open at 7. I would get there, you know, in between 6:30 and 7 to get yourself a good seat. And
it's general admission seating, so.
And especially with what you said there, Melissa, with Tim Hefner, get up to the you know, behind the scenes there and everything.
Yep.
Things will shut down at the ticket booth will shut at 7, so make sure to get your tickets and get there and support local. Melissa's worked so hard on this. We're all so dang proud of her for it. I cannot tell you how much I'm beaming and booming for you, Mel. I will be there tomorrow. I promise I will be there tomorrow. Looking forward to it. I don't know. I know that you and Beth were also going to go to a show, but you had to kind of like switch it up. She was telling me the other day.
Yeah, exactly. So I will actually be coming tomorrow as well, because that's the only chance I have. We do have a chili feed happening at the church on Saturday that I got to help
That's
out with.
That's what it was, yeah.
But Beth will be doing concessions on Saturday, so she gets to watch it
nice.
Then.
Very cool.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys, and you've been building me up this week, and I appreciate that too, because I'm obviously, you know, a bundle of nerves. And a shout out to my boyfriend too for putting up with all of that, and he's been very supportive.
He's a good guy.
And after the show, then the savage critiquing will begin.
So, oh, yes, definitely. Actually,
and I look forward to it.
I figure, well, when she's bowing, you know, I'll go up there and I'll be like, hey, Mel, I got some notes for you.
Perfect.
She would slug you then, I think.
She'd be right. She'd be right too.
Yeah.
We'd start a second show.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it.
And now we pivot.
Yes, Friday night fights.
November 18th and 19th, this Friday, Saturday, at the WRCT Studio Theater. That is right there when you walk into the building, right to your left. It'll be there. It'll be some signs and stuff to tell you. Keep in mind that WRCT's Director's Showcase, one-act plays, place in the studio theater tend to be a little more edgy and traditional mainstream theater. So keep that in mind when you're walking into this. Probably no young ears. You don't want to, as a parent, just have to have your hands over your kids' ears the whole show. So maybe not bring the little ones. But this that's okay. That's the point of this studio theater, is to be able to do more modern, edgier stuff.
That's right.
So proud of WRCT and our the board over there, of Tim, everybody over there. Keep up the great work, you guys. And get your tickets at wrctheater.org. And Melissa, break a leg. We're so proud of you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Also looking forward to Sunday.
Yes, right.
Oh, yes, the other side of the bridge. You're right.
Yeah. We're looking forward to grabbing ourselves a qualifier. We're going to do that in just a little bit. You've got less than a half an hour to do it, everybody.
That's right.
So you know what, Seth? Let's call an audible. Let's do it right now.
Let's do it right now.
We've been having fun with our friends at Quality Foods, grabbing a qualifier every day of the week to win a possible turkey from them. And not just some little bird here or anything. This is a nice-sized bird.
14 to 18-pound turkey will be yours if your name is drawn. But you have to qualify first. We have our first 8 qualifiers. We've got 2 left because, that's right, tomorrow is our last chance, everyone, to get a qualifier for this. And once again, yes, thanks to Quality Foods. Remember, everything you need for your Thanksgiving meal can be found at Quality Foods. So here we go. Here is the trivia question for today. How many side dishes are typically served at Thanksgiving? How many side dishes are typically served at Thanksgiving? So think about your own meal. Call up.
424-2600.
Thank you. No, that's all right. And think about what you have. Just count them real quick. Yeah. What side dishes? We're not talking about the turkey. We're just talking about the side stuff, everybody. So how many would you say typically side dishes at Thanksgiving?
I like this one, too, because it's one you can even, if you're not sure, you can even just take a guess at.
Exactly.
You know, just take a shot at it and stuff. 424-2600. If you have not already qualified, call up and give us a number. You know, chances are you're going to be close or at least, you know, in the vicinity.
In the ballpark,
And just by taking that chance, you might win a free bird.
14 to 18-pound turkey, everybody.
That's a really
We're going to
nice
find
thing.
Out who won on Monday, by the way. So tune into the morning show on Monday on the 21st. Because we will be doing the drawing and find out who's the winner.
Let's see if we have another qualifier. Good morning. What's your answer?
I want to say 4.
What is the number, Seth?
The answer is 5.
5, close enough. Close enough.
Because here's the caveat to that. While people expect 5, they only are planning to eat 4.
Oh, see, there you go. Perfect.
Nicely done, Val. Nicely. Who do we have on the phone with us?
This is Kevin.
I thought so. Hey, Kevin, nice to hear you. How you doing, man?
Oh, not too bad.
We appreciate the call, good shot at that one. You know, you were pretty, close enough. I think Melissa just grandfathered you in on it anyway. So yeah, there you go.
She did,
nicely done. Kevin, we appreciate you listening and playing along. And we're gonna again, Seth. When can they be listening for when to? We're gonna announce the winner
on Monday, during the morning show on Monday, the 21st, coming up, so we can get that bird in your hands for Thanksgiving.
Woo. All right, that sounds awesome.
All right.
Hang on the line, Kev. Going to get some information from you. Thanks so much for listening. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, Kevin. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun after Melissa's news when we come back here on Mornings at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Man, just Dance Party USA over here at WFHR today. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're getting your workout in.
We double as that as well in the morning. Exactly. Yes.
I did my 4 seconds on the elliptical.
Oh, nice. Okay. Nice job. Nice job, Mel.
During the break. You got your work out. Get it in.
I love the idea of we try to pitch to Mike and Sage, hey, we've got this idea for the morning show. We're going to do it the same as we have always done, but we're going to also include workouts.
4-second workouts.
Radio workouts. Like, I can't imagine how horribly that would die. Like, it's a horrible
idea. I don't think that's a terrible idea, honestly.
They still, in Japan, every morning at a certain time, have calisthenics on the radio. On the national broadcasting thing, for people, if they want to tune in and do their morning exercises, they do it on the air.
I'm thinking of so many people that even the generations that grew up on like Suzanne Summers and that kind of stuff. You mentioned Richard Simmons earlier.
Yeah.
We're so used to this being a visual medium, watching a workout. I love the idea of it being on the radio.
Yes.
Just I wouldn't think it would have a shelf life, but that's interesting. That's very interesting. Scrabble, to win at Scrabble, you need to know a lot of words, including some that no one can define. And now there are even more. The official Scrabble dictionary has just added around 500 new words, joining more than 100,000 two- to eight-letter words that are already legal. They haven't released all 500, but some of them include bae, B-A-E, vax, V-A-X, hygie, H-Y-G-G-E, zonky, Z-O-N-K-E-Y, and dumpster.
Dumpster?
Dumpster.
What? That's a new
How
one?
How is that not already a word?
Yeah. So it doesn't really matter what they mean, but if you're curious, bae is a person who loves you. Vax means to get a vaccination. Mm-hmm. Hygie is the Danish obsession with getting cozy.
Oh.
Really? Wow.
So
okay.
There's something to think about here, too, is that this is a world game. This isn't right. just a game yes. here in America and everything. Yeah. So when they're adding things to this list, they got to take that into consideration.
Yep.
Zonky is, of course, a hybrid between a zebra and a donkey.
Yeah.
Okay, but I just looked that up, and it says Z-donk.
Oh, interesting.
Z-donk.
Z-donk.
I like that
better.
Yeah. I do like that better. If you're a big Scrabble nut, you may know that you used to be able to challenge people for using dumpster because it's a word that started out as a trademark. Oh.
Oh, that's right. You can't use proper names.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Forgot about that.
So it would require a capital D, and now that loophole has been closed.
Oh, there you go. Everyone can use dumpster now.
Other words like Xerox and Google are playable as verbs.
Oh, you Xerox something.
You can, you Google something.
Yep, that's right.
The new additions also include Stan, Stitch, Convo, Doc, Adulting, Unfollow.
Oh, yeah, that one makes sense.
Jedi. Jedi in there now.
Oh, okay.
Spork.
That took a while to get in there. Spork. Yeah. Maybe that was another...
It was also trademark.
Trademark
probably.
Thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my two new favorite words added to this list, Welp.
Welp is great. W-H-E-L-P?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And yeehaw. All one word, though. Yeehaw.
No hyphen.
No hyphen, just all one word.
Yeehaw.
I want to play Scrabble just so I can put that, slam that down on the Scrabble board. Mm-hmm. And when you do, you have to say, yeehaw. Yeah. You got to do it. You got to do it when you put it down. You have to.
Well, so
you're
Y is worth a lot of points.
Yes.
It is.
Yes, yes.
So more words with that. But if whelp gets in there... Spose should be too.
I suppose.
But that's an abbreviation, and you're not allowed to use abbreviations, right?
Mm.
I suppose.
You suppose.
All these new words and hundreds more are in their new 7th edition of the Scrabble Dictionary, which is on sale now for $18. And they sell great. Those
yes,
things sell
do.
Like crazy. That's so cool to me. You know, as we get further away, it seems like, from board games and that kind of stuff, or even just, like, expanding our vocabulary.
Yeah.
It's cool to me that this stuff not only still exists, but it's so popular.
Yep.
I mean, they're not adding words to it because they want, you know, they just had a feeling to do it and stuff. This is not only a PR thing, but it's something that they're doing because they hear from enough people that, hey, we need you to do this, get this word in there and stuff.
I enjoy the idea of people calling up Scrabble.
Yes.
What do you mean this word isn't in there? Come on. You need to get going on this.
I had
to look because I inherited my grandma's pocket crossword puzzle dictionary.
Oh, God, wow. Awesome.
It sold for, where was the price? I just saw it on here. $1.75.
Nice.
But I don't see what edition it is.
Oh, too bad.
Hmm.
I'll keep looking.
Interesting, though. Interesting.
Yeah,
awesome that you still have it. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, I just got it.
I would like to also add on to this, just as a kind of a side subject. One of the things that you see a lot of, and especially in the corporate world, is team building exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And this was something that in my last job before radio, when I was in radio out in California, our program director there felt that we needed. We had a lot of new people and people from out of state like myself and everything, so we thought it would be a good idea. And I agreed with him. We all as a staff did. And I've done things like this before where we've, in plays, we've played Monopoly, not only to pass the time, but a little bit of chemistry building, team building, that kind of thing. He pulls out Scrabble. And there were two people, individuals, that left that game and would not speak to each other for months afterwards. It had the exact opposite effect. Just one of those things. I think you know your audience before you're going to do something like that. You're choosing these team building exercises. I think it's something to think of.
Apparently, Monopoly is a better choice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard. You're hard pressed. I mean, I don't know if it is or it isn't, but it certainly didn't work out well that time. That's for sure. We'll go ahead. Did you have anything else, Mel?
No, I didn't find the edition number.
Wanted to make sure, just check. Okay. So then we'll just go ahead and we'll take our break right here. We'll come back with a ton of fun coming up here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, 9:44 on the clock. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, and we're going to take it right to the top of the hour with a bunch of fun conversations. We got some Danny Wright stories, good stories of the day we're going to touch on. And this one, and I've been doing this with a lot of subjects today, I should admit journalistically that I am a fan of Shaquille O'Neal. I find him very funny and interesting and all that. Was a fan of him as a player. Shaq is in our That Ain't Right stories, though. Because I don't know what he was thinking with this one. He does this from time to time. Shaquille O'Neal doesn't have much of a filter, and it's part of what makes him good at his job, talking about basketball and being very blunt and honest about his athletes' games and stuff like that. And I think it makes him a good commentator because you don't see that all the time from former athletes. That part is interesting and makes him very good at his job. And Inside the NBA is the greatest sports show there is, period. there's just nobody that can compete with them. The Grammys, Emmys they've won, all these different things that like speak to this. The cast that they have doing Inside the NBA is fantastic. Ernie Johnson's maybe the best MC I've ever seen as far as doing a job like that.
Right.
Shaq kind of puts his foot in his mouth sometimes. And what is it with basketball stars and their kooky conspiracy theories? The other night on Inside the NBA, Shaquille O'Neal came up with a new classic one. There's more than one moon.
What? Huh?
He says, quote, "The other day I was riding and the moon was on the left and I kept going straight and didn't make no turns. And about 20 minutes later, the moon was behind me." Charles Barkley interrupted him with the perfect response, "Because it was moving, fool." But Shaq was determined. "There's more than one moon." And then another 45 seconds later, "The moon was on my right. There's more than one moon." He would not let this go. And Charles they couldn't respond because they were laughing too hard. Again, you need a palate cleanser. Look up the video.
Oh, my gosh.
Basically, just Shaq has a new theory. And, just sit back and laugh. What I also enjoy about these situations, because it's Shaquille O'Neal, and he's 7'90" and weighs, 300 pounds of rock. He's still in great shape and everything. And he gets so desperate when he's describing these things. And so, no, please believe me. Isn't there anybody on my side on this? He becomes 4'5", when he's talking about these things.
When you make Charles Barkley look like the rational one,
right? Yes,
that's saying something.
It really is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Shaq. That ain't right. That ain't right, man. You're Shaqing a fool. Shaqing a fool now. That's what you're doing on that one. But please never shut up, Shaq. Never. No. Please keep talking. We love it. It's hilarious.
Two moons.
He feels.
Where did the other one go, though?
Right. I'll admit too. I was a passenger, so it's okay to say that I was a bit under the influence, if you will. We were driving up north, my girlfriend at the time and I, and we're driving up north. And I think most of us, especially in the spring, summer, those blackbirds with a little bit of red on their fur on their
red-winged blackbirds.
Yes. Thank you. I see one of these, and I had not seen one before. At least I couldn't remember seeing one before. And I see it, and we're driving, and we're on the highway, and all that. And that's a really cool looking bird, I say to her. And then 5-10 minutes later, there he is again. No, it wasn't the same bird, James. It was not the same bird. But I thought for darn sure that was the same bird, and somehow he flew ahead of us.
Bird.
He flew ahead of us.
Following us.
Yeah. I was determined that this was it. For a good minute, I would say probably not 30 seconds, a minute, I hung on to this. Much longer, about 45 seconds longer than a rational human being should.
I got to give you, before we make too much fun of Shaq, I think we've all had our moments.
Yeah,
I think we have.
Yeah.
So, So
we all
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
It's fair. We're yes. human.
Everybody has been in a situation like that at
yeah,
some point
exactly.
or another.
What is that?
I can't tell you how funny the video is. This is too good. It's too good. Here's a real bona fide that ain't right story here. Basic technology is making it harder and harder to be an old school run of the mill criminal. Two guys jumped a woman in Pittsburgh earlier this month, took her keys and stole her car. They're a couple of cowards. Police tracked them down a few hours later, but the carjackers ran off before they could be caught and identified. The victim got the car back and she noticed something strange. The car's computer notified her that a device had been connected via Bluetooth, and it was called Daryl's iPhone.
Oh, no.
She didn't know a Daryl and quickly realized that it could have been one of the thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She notified the police, and they figured out that one of the thieves was 19-year-old Daryl Cammon. And they're still trying to identify the second suspect, but in the meantime, there's a warrant out for Daryl's arrest. They're going to catch this fool because he left his Bluetooth on.
The things you have to worry about, like you said, as a criminal these days.
Technology.
You never had to think about that. You put your ski mask on and you're good, you know?
Yeah.
But now you got to turn off your Bluetooth, your GPS tracking. You got to do all that now.
It's almost as if crime doesn't pay.
Almost.
You know,
it's almost more work than it's worth.
It is. No, you went right where I wanted to go with this, Seth. We have finally gotten to the point in time where it is now tougher and harder to be a criminal than to just get a real job.
Just get a regular
job. Just get a dang job, man. Just get a job. Like that's where we've come in society.
Yeah.
And I don't know who we have to thank for that, but I think we all take a collective bow.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we got here. We got here, everybody. With that whole phrase, crime doesn't pay, it's always been true, but now it really, really pays dividends.
Yeah, so now if you want to be a real, you know, criminal, you got to do it online or be the new owner of Twitter. So, you know.
Nicely done.
Snap.
Nicely. He's on fire today.
He's on today.
it's been great.
That's easy to dunk on him, though. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So I did this, and this was about a year or two ago. Before I understood that when Sheriff Becker comes in, he's got plenty to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried that we would run out of time in an hour interview. So I was looking for different fun things that we could talk about just to lighten his mood a little bit. He's got a serious job, you know,
right.
Trying to find things to make him laugh or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I come across this study of does crime pay? And the idea, and this is just here in the Midwest that they did this study, but they of small crimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, people going into a gas station and trying to rob the gas station, that kind of thing. And I'm not making light on these crimes by any means. They're all dangerous and all nasty,
mm-hmm.
and all done by cowards.
Right.
But they figured out that it truly does not pay. Like, there's the biggest robbery of a gas station. Like, they've gotten like $400-some.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to tell you that you get caught and the fine is going to be triple that.
And the court fees.
Yeah.
And all
yeah.
the other stuff on that. It's way over $400.
So at some point in the late 70s, we got to a point where crime truly did not pay anymore.
Literally.
That you were going to spend more on the fines and everything.
Because
you will be caught. You will be caught. You will,
yes.
That's the other part nowadays. Cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I don't know how they still do CSI shows, because the thing about that show used to be, oh, look how they caught the criminal. He left a fingerprint on a cup of coffee or something
yeah,
or whatever.
Right.
Well, now everybody could do that. Like, everybody's yeah. got those things.
The shows are now 5 minutes long
because yeah.
they're like, oh, we got him on camera. Okay, case closed, you know.
They used to fill like 20 minutes of that show with techno music and stuff and just somebody going over, like, looking through all this little stuff, like in a magnifying glass and everything. Now that's the whole episode. That's the whole
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it's all just them looking at things through microscopes. Yeah.
We have some good stories of the day. Want to get to? Let's dive right in. A 9-year-old in Wisconsin named Essence Collier did the Heimlich maneuver on a friend at a school this month and saved their life.
Wow.
They were choking on a Cheeto, and she says she saw a YouTube video 2 years ago that made her feel comfortable doing this.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
way to go, Essence.
Cool. Way to go, Essence.
Nice.
Yeah.
And speaking of Wisconsin, a small plane crash landed on a golf course near Milwaukee Tuesday, and everyone survived, including 3 people and 53 dogs on board.
Wow.
If you were listening to As Goes Wisconsin yesterday, You would have heard they talked to the lady that runs the group that were flying those dogs in about the entire situation. So, yeah, I would say if you want to listen to that, go to the podcast on civicmedia.us. Go to As Goes Wisconsin from yesterday, and you can listen to the interview. It's amazing. It's just what a story.
Yeah, you can tell Civic believes in Kristen. She's got a budget, man. Yeah, she can get she can get that stuff done. Like it pays to be in the good side of those guys. It does. It was a wonderful interview, too. Mm-hmm. She's great at what she does. Mm-hmm. They were being transferred to Wisconsin from a shelter in Louisiana. None of the dogs or humans were seriously injured, thank God.
Yes. So, yeah, it was a very good story of the day that everything worked out just fine.
In other dog news, a firefighter in Central Texas got locked out of his headquarters this month, but luckily they had brought his fire safety training dog with him that day, and she opened the door for him.
Wow.
She opened the door for him. She jumped up and hit the push bar to open the latch, and his security camera got it on video.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Amazing dog. Amazing.
I just want to throw a good story audible out there because I don't believe that there's a lot there. Less and less people are going on Twitter nowadays.
really?
Yeah. And I'm certainly one of them.
Yeah.
But I do go on there from time to time to see headlines, and that's it. I don't really interact much. But one of the things that I've come across that's been people have been tweeting a lot about are animals helping animals. And there is a beautiful, wonderful video of a dog pulling another dog out of a busy street. And then there's this dog at this border collie, and it should be noted, border collies are one of the more intelligent dog breeds. Mm-hmm. There's a puppy dog border collie stuck in kind of a well area, and he has a long leash. Another border collie jumps in, grabs his leash, and proceeds to pull him out, or at least encourage him and show him the way out.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, wow.
With no master telling him to do this or anything like that. The dog just did it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've only scratched the surface of the intelligence of animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just getting really more remarkable. And more about it. It's just incredible, man. They're really cool stories. And a 25-year-old named Tommy Pasady is currently walking across the United States to raise money for the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans.
Nice.
He left New Jersey in September, and he hopes to make it to the Pacific Ocean by April.
Nice.
The best news is we've actually been making progress with that. This month, the federal government announced the number of homeless vets is down 11% since 2020.
Yes.
And down more than 55% since 2010.
That's wonderful.
Progress.
Keep it going.
Yeah, it's fantastic. That's amazing. That's really cool. There is still work to be done.
Of course. Yes. Until everyone is safely housed.
If you told me that our homeless population was at 1%, veterans, just all in general.
Just doesn't matter.
All, still 1%. Still too high. Not in this country, we talk about USA. We call ourselves the greatest nation. All those things. That comes with a price. You don't get to just throw that out there. You don't just get to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I say it all the time. I do believe that we are. But I say it because I believe that we're also working on these things.
Yeah. You're hearing more and more discussion about housing being a right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the direction we need to go into. We need to make it a right for everybody. Because guess what? It makes everything better.
Yeah.
When you have a house, you have a place to live, everything else can really fall into place. Job, family, all that kind of stuff. It makes the country better. Yeah. The entire country. Why? Yes. Let's do it.
Rising tide lifts all boats.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. It's really been there in front of us our whole lives that this is the case. The more times than not, a rising tide raises all boats.
Yes.
We are better when we work together, when we're lifting each other up. I'm not going to, we're never going to get to a point where everybody's rich, okay? That's not how this works.
Right.
That we ask for the economy, we handle things the way we do.
Yep.
That's going to be. But we can certainly get to a point where we don't have the gap in income that we do and all that, and certainly with housing.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really hard to hold a job if you don't have a place to live.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You cannot live out of a car. I'm sorry, you can't do it.
I can speak to that.
Yeah,
you definitely can't.
Nope.
So I did want to add one other good story. A toddler in Georgia was playing with her mom outside, chasing after some bubbles, and found a missing woman in the woods next to her house.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness.
She was 82 with Alzheimer's, and she had been missing for 4 days.
Oh, wow.
So the kid, they say in this article, the kid probably saved her life. The kid saved her life.
Yeah, let's be honest here, yeah.
And she did this by chasing bubbles. And I got to say, as a parent, like, what are the toys? I didn't mind bubbles, but it was one of those ones that you got to clean up usually.
Yeah.
And the kids never clean up the stuff and everything. So you're left cleaning it up and all those things. And it's also one of those ones that you, like my youngest loved them. And just, okay, more. And after a while, it's kind of like, my God, I'm running out of breath here. I'm like, yeah. Never again. No parent can ever, get some bubbles in your kid's life.
You may find a lost person.
You never know.
You just don't know what'll happen.
You don't know what'll happen.
And we also, of course, I want to just take a moment and thank everybody that was a part of the Radiothon yesterday. Mm-hmm. All the amazing guests we had come in, many of them from out of town.
Yeah.
Certainly all the wonderful listeners out there that donated and invested in our community, mm-hmm. that were a part of the Radiothon with us. And to expand that, the people that donate to the United Way on a monthly basis, on a daily basis, all those things, all the volunteers that help out and everything. And a special thank you to our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, the staff over there. CEO Terry Johns. For those that don't know, Terry sets that show up. Mm-hmm. What I do on a weekly basis, she does on a real crunched time situation. Because again, she's the CEO over there, got a lot on her plate. And, oh yeah, she's an amazing mother and a wife and all those things too.
Yep,
got a lot going on. She does this every year, puts this together with such detail and care, and does such a fantastic job with it. So shout out to her, the staff over there. Thank you for making another great successful Radiothon here at WFHR with our friends at the United Way.
It's an institution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll get out of here now, but we'll be back tomorrow. Seth and I will be doing the show together. Yep. So, Mel, we wish you a great show. Break a leg. Have a good run.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited.
Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, everybody. We'll meet you there tomorrow. Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.